For joining us again this week. For a special birthday a few years ago, I was blessed with the gift of the hire of a motorhome for 5 days. And when we went and picked up the motorhome, it was pretty large, up there with the largest thing I've ever driven. And the plan was we were going to head down into Devon for a few days. And in my head, I was trying to look confident, but as we were starting on our journey, I was imagining narrow country lanes, having to reverse back through those narrow lanes to find a lay-by to let cars by, and being quite stressed by that. But the reality was different because I had a great navigator. Sarah, my wife, is a good navigator. And Sarah did her research, she found some good routes, and she found campsites, booked campsites, to ensure that we encountered no low bridges and no narrow roads. In fact, all the campsites were planned and booked to be alongside A roads, very easy to access. In short, our navigator knew exactly where we were heading and knew what problems we might find en route and knew how to get us there without many problems. And that really made for a pretty smooth, uneventful journey. And of course, it also meant that we were able to return the motorhome back to those people we hired it from without a scratch, which of course was important. Now, of course, life isn't always like that. Any time spent with our church family will tell you that there's always a member of our church family going through a tough time. It's part of belonging to a church family. There's always someone going through illness or loss or financial struggle. That's the reality of life as we make our way through it. In our reading today, we're going to read from Genesis 12. It's a very significant moment in God's story with human beings. Abraham was invited to start a journey. Let's read Genesis 12, 1 through to 5. The Lord had said to Abraham, "Go from your country, your people, your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abraham went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all the possessions they had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Now, this is a pivotal moment in God's dealings with human beings. God is starting a relationship with one man that will start and blossom into something amazing, ultimately resulting in one of his offspring, and of course, Jesus, being a blessing to the whole of creation. But it all started with this one man called to make a journey, called by God to leave what he knew and go to a place he'd never seen. Called by God to leave what he knew and go to a place he'd never seen. Now, who would be Abraham's navigator? Well, in this case, not his wife Sarah. No, his navigator would be the Lord God. In fact, God says to Abraham, "Go to the land I will show you." God would be his navigator. All God's promises to Abraham would come faithfully true, and Abraham and all his offspring could trust and follow God. Of course, only one of Abraham's offspring has ever totally trusted and followed God's navigation, and that was Jesus, who followed perfectly right the way through to the cross and on through to resurrection and the navigation of his Father. Well, we often talk about our life following Jesus as being like being called to be on a journey, don't we? A journey is a community of faith a journey within our families, but also a journey as individuals. So we should take courage from Abraham and this story. And like Abraham, we should set out in obedience to the Lord. But unlike Abraham, we've got the blessing of being able to see so much of the story that's already unfolded and arrived in Jesus and continuing in the early church and, of course, continuing on through history. As we look back, we can draw confidence and faith to know that with God as our navigator, we will get where he needs us to be. We can draw strength from the stories, from the history, from God's continued goodness and faithfulness. One of the great promises that accompany God's people throughout Scripture is, of course, I will be with you. Jesus' last words to his followers were, I will be with you to the very end of the age. So, let's set out together at this time in faith. And we can do so in the knowledge that we have the best of navigators right at our side. Let me pray for us. Father, you have called us to embark on a journey. Just like you called Abraham to leave what he knew and go to a place that you were going to show him. Well, we have that same promise in our lives to leave what we know and to go out on a journey for you. Knowing that you are our navigator, you can lead us perfectly in good and true ways. And that you will lead us through our lives, never leaving us, seeing us through to that place you long for us to find. May we be faithful people who set out and journey with you, Heavenly Father. And may we draw great confidence from those who've gone before. We thank you for our stories in Scripture, for the saints that have gone before us, leading the way, showing the way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. May God bless us this day.